From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 12th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And watching these grain futures, they're just a little lightly mixed this morning. CONAB came out with their estimates on the Brazilian crops. On the corn side at 128.3 million metric tons, that's certainly within trade expectations. And on the bean side, they came in 169.6 million metric tons. But keep in mind that private estimates are higher than both of these, but these are the official estimates, similar to USDA's estimates in the U.S. Speaking of USDA, we do have a WASD report at 11 o'clock Central Time. We will get updates on stocks numbers, ending stocks numbers, as well as production estimates on the 24-25 crops, and also a production estimate, the second one for the season on wheat. So we'll be watching for those. The trade really expects to see some drop in old crop ending stocks on corn, not much on the beans or wheat, but it'll be interesting to see what happens on these reports. The focus right now is on ending stocks of corn with expectations that exports on old crop corn will be raised. We did have exports come out this morning, export bookings. Didn't look too shabby on old crop, but we had negative on new crop corn. That's kind of a worry. The U.S. dollar weakness versus the Brazilian real, I should think, would be a benefit to corn exports out of the U.S. Right now, we see July corn futures at 438. That's up a penny. December at 440, up a quarter. July soybeans, 10.51 and three quarters. That's up a penny and one quarter. New crop November, 10.32 and three quarters, up 3.5 cents. Meal futures, fractionally lower. Bean oil futures, up about 75 to 85 points. On the wheat side of things, we're seeing some pressure this morning. Rains again, forecast for the upper Midwest. July Chicago wheat, 5.32 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. December, 5.69 and three quarters, down three quarters of a cent. On the livestock side of things, we're still seeing ice raids happening in packers' plants, limiting the amount of cattle kill so far this week. It's also spooked the market quite a bit. Right now, we've got June live cattle at 228.67, up 85 points. August at 218.37, up 35. August feeder cattle, 311.40, up 35 points.